Chapter 9, Common Good and Social Responsibility. Objective, to become aware of the social meaning of our actions as other-oriented people, and of the obligation to play an active role in the common good. 9.1, The Common Good. One of human beings' essential characteristics is our ability to go beyond our exclusive interests and to love and care about others. Given our social dimension, we simply cannot fulfill ourselves as people unless we look after other people as well. The community of individuals is constituted through the personal communication of goods and values. The common good is the full range of social conditions that allow for the overall development of the human person. People's fulfillment must be achieved in an equitable and co-responsible way. It implies objective prosperity in different areas within a well-organized society. It is clear that the common good is a goal to pursue, and not a state that can be reached once and for all. The common good does not exist without tension between two extremes: the individual, who consists of the sum of particular goods, and the collective, which pertains to the community as such and to co-responsibility. It must be pointed out that the common good is not a good that is separate from individuals, and yet without disregarding them or limiting itself to their service, it goes beyond them and concerns itself with service to the community. The common good can be seen in different perspectives, from both the standpoint of individualistic liberalism and from that of totalitarianism that subordinates the person to the interests of the state. The common good must be understood from a standpoint that looks at the human person as a being for others and at society as a community for people. The content of the common good is not restricted to economic and material values. It takes in all spheres of social life, the sum total of goods, purposes, and conditions that concern everyone. The common good emerges from human beings' social condition, and it should not be understood as a burden laid on top of personal interests, but as a condition that nature itself calls for. It is people-centered, and yet at the same time, it requires the collaboration of everyone for the sake of its members, which does not mean that goals cannot be reached progressively. The common good is not something that each person can own exclusively. It can be imagined as a series of concentric circles where there are things of greater or lesser importance, things that contribute more or less to the proper functioning of society and people's development. Services such as running water, electricity, sewers, highways, schools, parks, social security, etc., fall under the heading of the common good. Each person should strive, within her possibilities, to contribute to the common good and to support institutions and participate in political activities that help bring about better living conditions for the human community. The common good is the unifying principle of all political activity as well as its main responsibility. It follows that it is the state's duty to see to the common good of civil society. The common good is pluralistic and democratic in character because it has to encompass all human beings as such. It is also dynamic because it is not a good that is constituted once and for all. It emerges and responds to a culture that is generated in the dynamic condition of human beings themselves. Finally, the common good has an intentional character because it is a product of wills and the aim of social, legal, economic, cultural, and political structures. It also has a totalizing character because it refers to the entire person, leaving out none of his parts, and also because it refers to all people, making no distinctions for social class, race, religion, or ideology. As an ethical imperative of politics, the common good calls for distinguishing between public and private interests and keeping them separate, even as it also requires mediation between them. The public interest is not the sum total of private interests, but a legal and political balance between individuals' and groups' interests that guarantees fair and stable conditions for everyone. The common good of all of humanity requires the organization of the international community and an attitude of co-responsibility on a universal level. 9.11, Common Good and Human Costs. In the pursuit of the common good, human costs are inevitable, especially as far as macro-social decisions are concerned. Building streets, improving electrical infrastructure, installing sewers, cleaning up the environment, etc., all of these actions entail human costs. Due to the wide range of what can be conceived as the common good in each culture, it is impossible to come up with an exhaustive and conclusive list of all the possibilities that the human community might admit. Joseph Pieper, it is not always easy to reconcile the human and the material aspects in real-world situations, which gives rise to no small amount of tension. It is often the case that the material improvements that the common good demands tread on the rights of some individual. In these cases, the authorities are obliged to make a sincere discernment between the magnitude of the human costs and the advantages or benefits for the common good, for example, of building a dam or widening a street. 9.12 Common Good and Personal Good. It is through communication at all levels that the common good is constructed. A willingness to communicate one's own values and interests is the most constructive attitude to have when it comes to changing and reinforcing the conditions that offer well-being and development to everyone in society. The ideal society is a society of communication, equality and union, justice, freedom, peace and solidarity, of sharing and consumption, of respect for human rights, of growth and development, of time for work and time for study, culture, sports and recreation, of equal opportunities, of willingness to help and enjoyment of life. Social order is possible due to the balance of its inner forces, conditioned by the participation of social groups. This calls for bringing particular interests into harmony with the overall interest. The common good takes preference over people's particular interests. This, however, does not justify trampling on people's fundamental rights. The fulfillment of a person's possibilities assumes and demands the fulfillment of the best possibilities of the community in which she lives. The search and struggle for the personal good should be, at the same time, the search and struggle for the common good. It sometimes happens that the common good demands a sacrifice on the part of an individual, as long as his human dignity is not compromised. People's rights, even their inalienable rights, must always produce their fruits within and in favor of society. Being a person implies not fitting perfectly within any social structure. There can be no total subordination of the person to society, because the good of society in the final analysis is the good of the people that make it up. Society is subordinated to the person, and the person only partially to society, without renouncing human rights. 9.1.3 Enabling Conditions for the Common Good. It is impossible to strive for the highest values in a community that lacks the most elementary requirements for human life. It is impossible to live in freedom if there are no institutions or laws that support personal development. The purpose of civil law is to procure the common good by guaranteeing social order. A society's infrastructure, which is a necessary condition for the common good, is not sufficient. Correspondingly is required, i.e., everyone must collaborate and pursue common purposes. It is the responsibility of community leaders to guide their community along the lines of ethical values so that the community itself educates its members and conducts itself according to these values. Society should instill in its members a desire for improvement and transcendence, and it should provide them with the means to fulfill their desire. Private interests are aligned with the common good and the unity of the nation. At the same time, society makes use of education and culture to foster the creation of criteria that respect and appreciate other cultures, thereby broadening its members' horizon. 9.2 Ongoing Transformation of Society. There is no formula for attaining the common good or for maintaining it. The common good is not something that arises spontaneously when people live together. It is something that must be built, maintained, and strengthened over and over. It is above all an ideal to strive for, in view of the ever-changing demands of justice and the unpredictable aspirations of human beings. The reason for this is that people are characterized by their knowledge of values and their inclination toward them, and they have the capacity to move toward ever greater personal and social, material and spiritual fulfillment. The common good is an aspiration that should compel all members of a society on a permanent basis. Its true dimensions surpass the achievements of societies and peoples. As a historical reality, the common good takes on different features over time, in each culture and place. The more productive and participatory a social system is, the greater the guarantee of stability, justice, and peace within it. In general, a society that does away with privileges and creates conditions for an ever-growing participation of all groups in political and economic decisions, as well as in the benefits of wealth and culture, can achieve a more functional and stable organization. Given the nature of social interaction, it is always undergoing transformation. The French Revolution was the culmination of a dizzying number of previous movements, ideas, and achievements. It was at the same time a condition for what nowadays constitutes democratic societies. Society is not transformed once and for all, but gradually and to a certain extent, unpredictably. The common good needs to embrace different ways of interacting, different kinds of institutions, needs, cultures, and people. The conditions of today's world call for solutions that look beyond nationalisms. All the peoples in the world live in a relationship of reciprocal interdependence that demands with greater and greater urgency solutions at the international level. There can be no progress towards the complete development of man without the simultaneous development of all humanity in the spirit of solidarity. Paul VI, Populorum Progressio, N. 43. The common good in our society today will form the basis of the common good tomorrow and the common good of the whole world, plus Christian reflection. In Christian practice, works done for the good of others have always been held in the highest esteem. Although the New Testament does not put forth a political program or a philosophy of society, there is in Jesus' message a clear proposal of a new world where justice, peace, and love reign, and each believer's response is essential to bringing it about. For Jesus, love and service to God must take the form of love and service to others. Jesus identifies with the neediest. I was hungry, and you gave me food. I was thirsty, and you gave me drink. I was a stranger, and you made me welcome, etc. When did we see you hungry and feed you? Insofar as you did this to one of the least of these brothers of mine, you did it to me. In Jesus' way of thinking, and that of the early church, the common good was not an explicit concept that people readily understood, but it was implicit in concrete cases. From its very beginning, the church found criteria and values in Jesus' teaching that placed certain demands in terms of social interaction, political organization, economy, and culture. Starting in the 19th century, the church has worked out its own body of thought on social issues known as Catholic social doctrine. This doctrine is made up of a dynamic set of orientations about people and their life in society. At present, the common good as a gospel imperative takes on more urgency, inasmuch as the good of the majorities is more important, because the more universal a good, the more it meets the demands of God as Father and the needs of people as brothers and sisters. The call to care for the marginalized touches a special Christian nerve. It expresses the need to care for the entire human family and insists that it is not Christian to neglect any of its parts. It is worth noting that in many of the documents authorized by the Church, there is a distinct emphasis placed on the rights of the individual person as opposed to the common good, which can be explained by the tension or threat that socialism represented at certain times. Nowadays, when the greatest threat might well be the lack of social awareness, it would be better to insist on the co-responsibility of all people and the social function of human rights. A more in-depth look on the common good. Only fair social structures can be justified, those which strive indefatigably to achieve greater justice. They are the only ones that are open to the future. A social system that does not concern itself with justice destroys the foundations of its own future. In order to successfully solve global problems, we need to create new ways of thinking, come up with a new morality and a new scale of values, and what is beyond all doubt, new ways of behaving. Humanity is at a new stage of its development. Not only must its material, scientific, and technical basis be expanded, but also, more importantly, new humanistic values and aspirations must be formed. We need new social, moral, scientific, and ecological concepts to determine the new conditions of life for now and the future. On justice. Did Aristotle not make friendship the point of departure for his whole ethical conception of life? It is thanks to friendship that the ideas of justice are fulfilled in such a way that they tend toward a single thing. The notion of law, therefore, is grounded in the idea of friendship. Activities, discuss in groups. What is the social significance of a particular degree program? For example, discover how a business manager might make a contribution to the good of society. In teams, think of three basic problems that interfere with the common good in our society, their roots, and possible solutions. Write them on a piece of paper and exchange them with other teams for discussion and comparison with their own proposals. Then have a full group discussion with all the teams. Analyze the structure of businesses today. In teams, discuss the pros and cons of shared business management, alternatives, and ways to put it in practice. On a piece of paper, write a concrete proposal in the form of a suggestion for sustainable development. Then get together in teams and discuss the proposals of all the team members. Have a full group session and try to come up with a concept that pulls together all the different contributions. Make a summary like this one. The common good is the full range of conditions that make the human person's overall development possible. It must be understood from a viewpoint that looks at the person as a being for others and at society as a community for people. The common good is the unifying principle of all political activity as well as its main responsibility. Communication at all levels is what builds the common good, which takes preference over particular interests. This, however, does not contradict the purpose of society, which is the good of the people who make it up. Bibliography: Aranguren, José Luis, Ética y Política, E de Guadarrama, Madrid, 1972. This book points out the link between personal ethics and social ethics. The author presents different approaches to the relationship between ethics and politics, from the individual to the institutional level. Comisión Mundial del Medio Ambiente y del Desarrollo, Nuestro Futuro Común, Alianza ED, Madrid, 1988. This report is the result of a long-term study of the conditions of development on a global scale. It emphasizes the need for sustainable development and the common values that must be instilled in the world community. Calvez, Jean-Yves, La Enseñanza Social de la Iglesia, Ed Herder, Barcelona, 1991. In this work, the author presents a systematic overview of the whole body of the teachings of the Magisterium that address social and economic life. Highly recommended. Camacho y Delfonso, Opción por la Justicia y Libertad, Edetro Paulinas, 1988. This book is a social ethics manual inspired by the Church's social doctrine. It contains a historical section and a systematic section, clearly written in accessible language. Scheffner Joseph, Manual de Doctrina Social Católica, Ed Herder, Barcelona, 1974. Brief and systematic presentation of the main concepts of Catholic social doctrine. Recommendable for its clarity. John Paul II, Encyclical Solicitudo Rei Socialis, Ed Parochial, Mexico City, 1985. Encyclical Centesimus Annus, Ed Parochial, Mexico City, 1990. In these documents, Pope John Paul II takes a stance on social issues. He emphasizes solidarity at all levels and the need to bring about structural changes to make a more just society. Maritain Hack, El Hombre y el Estado, Encuentro Ediciones, Madrid, 1991. La Persona y el Bien Común, Descle de Brouwer, Buenos Aires, 1970. In these works, the author makes a presentation of a philosophy of society and the state on the basis of Thomist thinking. It contains important reflections on the common good at both the descriptive and prescriptive levels. Spayman, Robert, Crítica de las Utopías Políticas, EUNSA, Pamplona, OINTA. A collection of thought-provoking essays on the nature of political activity and on the scope of responsibility for the common good. Utz Johannes, Manual de Ética, Herder, Barcelona, Midior. This book offers a compendium of the basic principles of Christian social doctrine with applications to different fields of social and professional life. Questions: what is the common good? It is the full range of the conditions of social life that are necessary for the complete development of the community of persons. What are the main tensions that arise when one addresses the common good, and why? The interests of individuals and the interests of the community. Under what perspective must the common good be understood? From a viewpoint that looks at the human person as a being for others and at society as a community for people, what is the most constructive attitude for the common good? A willingness to communicate one's own values and interests. Why do we say that the common good is dynamic in character? Because it is not a good that is constituted once and for all, but rather in response to and as a product of a specific culture. It is the fruit of the dynamic condition of the human person. Why does the common good have an intentional character? Because it is a product of wills and the aim of social, legal, economic, cultural, and political structures. Whose responsibility is it to determine the approaches and means for achieving the objectives of the common good? It is the responsibility of public authorities, intermediate institutions, and sometimes citizens. What values should the ethical society promote in its members? A desire for improvement and transcendence and the means to achieve them. Confidence, solidarity, responsibility, etc.